Hi, my name's Christian, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So, I don't know if you've heard, but not everybody loves the new Star Wars trilogy. Personally, I'm a huge fan, but I find that even folks who are disappointed by the new movies tend to enjoy Adam Driver's Kylo Ren. The mask, the wild, unstable lightsaber mirroring a wild, unstable boy, full of anger and fear and pain, you know, the dark side. When The Force Awakens came out, and we all saw him slay his father, there was a lot of people who said, nope, there is no redemption for this guy. We were all basically Chewbacca, going nuts with the bowcaster. My daughter was a bit too young to see The Force Awakens in theaters, but she's a massive fan, and when I told her the story, and I told her the part where Chewie shoots Kylo Ren, she sat up in her chair, and she shouted, no! I thought maybe I hadn't explained it well. Like, you get that he just killed America's favorite nerf herder, right? But she was adamant. She said, Han would not want Chewie to do that. For the next year, she refused to call him Kylo Ren. She would only call him by his actual name, Ben Solo. See, she saw the conflict in Ben, and the mistake, I mean, a really big mistake, but she also saw the forgiveness in the father's eyes, touching his son's face for the last time. The redemption arc of Kylo Ren is one of the most resonant aspects of the new trilogy, especially for those of us who follow Jesus. The way we see it, the centerpiece of the whole story of human history was God's redemptive act, drawing everyone to himself through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 5:8 that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not because we started acting right and fixed everything, but because God is like a father who can't give up on his children. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf. So we don't think of people according to the flesh anymore. We're new creations. He calls us by our true name. God is in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us, but welcoming us back into fellowship. That is the story of Ben Solo. He thinks there's no way back, and it's not the Force or his teacher or his surprise girlfriend that brings him back into the light. It's the love of his father. Well, it's a dream of his father. You get the point. The father's sacrifice and unfailing, welcoming love enables Ben to break free of his bondage and be the hero. No lie, my favorite thing about The Rise of Skywalker is how Ben starts acting like his father after that. The no-look blaster shot, the unmistakably Han Solo shoulder shrug right before he owns the tragically underused Knights of Ren, Ben is being reconciled, and we know it because he's starting to act like his father, who saved him, even unto the ultimate sacrifice of laying down his life. I know some fans didn't love the resolution of Ben's arc. Like, maybe he didn't deserve redemption. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for a God who gives us life, not because we deserve it, but because he loves us anyway. Not because of our own goodness, but because of his. There's no better story than a redemption story. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more, hit subscribe and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christian for your Daily Nerd Devo, and I've got to head up to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters. I'll see you next time.